Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
How many of you are seated right now? Raise your hand. All of you that are raised your hand, please rise. If you didn't raise your hand, rise anyway. That means stand up, by the way. All right, go to five people and tell them howdy. Howdy, howdy. Howdy. Now I just said five. That's all I said was five. Oh my, oh my, it's so good to have all of y'all today. It's good to see everyone. It really is. Of course, everyone isn't here. Never mind. It's good to see everyone that is here. It's great to see one roll is full of one family. You know, almost full of one family. It's good to have you guys. They were here for the baptism today. We're glad you came today. And for the other visitors, we're so glad that you stopped in and visited us a little bit. And if you're looking for a church home, we welcome you here. You're always welcome to come. Church homes are, having a church home is very important. It's the people that you're connecting with spiritually and physically, and with the needs that we have, we're getting them met through each other as the Lord brings. And it's very important to have that relationship and that fellowship with God's people. Amen. Boy, I'm going to have to wind y'all up just a little bit. No, I'm messing with you. I really am. Before I get into the message, I'm going to talk to you today about one of the fruit of the Spirit. We've been on that series, and we're going to be talking about God's faithfulness. But before we do, I want us to pray for the people that have been hit with the fires and the winds and the disaster that they've had in Maui. And what we're going to do is we're trying to connect with some agencies. And I think there's one out there that will match what we give. And that's great. And we're just going to make sure that's correct. But one of the best things we can do is give toward that, because over in other parts of Hawaii, there's still Walmarts and other stores that they can purchase stuff and get them to them real quick, and we don't have to buy stuff and then air freight them over. So it's better to give them money so they can go purchase that for the people. So we're going to be taking up for that as well. And this month, if you prepare yourself next week, or if you want to give this week, it's perfectly fine. Just make sure you put Maui on if you're writing a check or whatever. If you're doing it in the on the online app, just make sure it's designated to Maui, and we'll make sure that goes to the agency that we're going to partner with. Amen. Let's just pause for a minute and pray for them, okay? Father, the disaster is real, but so are you. The hardship for them is real, but you're the answer. We come to you on their behalf. We intercede for them. We ask you, Father, to meet every need that they have. Lord, may people rise up and give from their heart so that these people's hearts can be touched by your love and by ours. We pray for those that have lost family members, and Lord, there's still some that are missing. We ask you for comfort. We ask you for peace, and we ask you for strength as they awake each day. We pray, God, that the restoration of that land and those people would be a quick matter, and they would feel loved by your people, loved by you. May they, each one, in the midst of disaster, see your faithfulness, your goodness, your love appear as if it was a shining star leading their way. We love you, and we worship you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. God's faithfulness. We're going to be discovering some of that today, and some of it you already know, but God's faithfulness is always there. Say, his faithfulness is always there. You don't have to worry about him. You don't have to think about him if he's going to do this or doesn't. See, faithfulness means reliable, consistent, steadfast, unceasing, dependable, trustworthy, true, relentless. God is constantly revealing his faithfulness and his nature toward us. Constantly. And when we say, I don't know how I'm going to make it, he's the maker. He is the way maker. Amen. Yeah, he's worthy of our praise. It's true. He's a way maker. Everything that God is, he's that relentlessly. He is love relentlessly. He never quits loving. He never quits being faithful. He never quits being kind. He never quits being good and his goodness to us. He never quits in his joy. He never quits in his patience. How many of you know the Lord has been... I'll tell you what, let's do it this way. Ask the person next to you, has the Lord been patient with you? And you need to answer that question. Has the Lord been patient with you? Did anybody say no? He's long suffering, he really is. He's been very patient with this boy, I tell you, over the years. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says, the Lord is not slack. So tell your neighbor, the Lord is not slack. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise. The word, the slack means to be negligent or forgetful. Have you ever been slack in your life? Okay, I got one honest person raising their hand and saying, yeah. So it's like, well, I've got a few honest folk here, but no, everybody, I'm just messing with you. The Lord's not slack. In other words, there's no negligence, and there's no using excuses. I forgot. Now, we can forget. I'm not saying that. But sometimes we can use an excuse saying, I forgot, when all we were was slack. He said, the Lord's not slack concerning his promise. Matter of fact, this verse is actually connected to his coming. Guess what? He's coming. He's coming back. Jesus is coming back. And he said, I'm not slack about my promises. He's going to do what he says. Amen. He's faithful in that. Deuteronomy 34, 32, verse 4 says, He is the rock, the rock. The rock. Means you can stand on what He says. Stand on what He's done. He's going to keep you safe. He's going to be your refuge. He said, He is the rock. His work is perfect. You won't have to look at His work and say, I see a flaw. No, you won't see a flaw in His work. You won't see a mistake in His work. You won't see a oops in His work. His work is perfect. Say that out loud. So you don't need to forget this stuff. You really, we'll talk about remembering all this in just a little bit. His work is perfect, for all His ways are true, they're law, and they're just. All of His ways, every way that He has is just and sure. How about this way? That way too. How about this way? That way too. Whatever way He has, it is pure and it's just and it's sure. That's the ways of God. We need to know His word and we need to know His ways. Amen? Because sometimes you'll be walking along us, or an enemy will say, well, you need to do this, you need to do that. You know, and you might not have a verse, but you know His ways. That's not my Father's heart. I heard Miss Martha this morning talking about things that just really wasn't the Father's heart. That she sometimes did, and she recognized it, and she saw others do, you know, but when that's not the Father's heart and it's not His way, we have to learn to follow His way. See, it's His way to love. He tells you to love everybody because that's His way, because that's who He is. He is love. And he goes on and says, and still in Deuteronomy, it says, a God of faithfulness without breach. A God of faithfulness without breach. That word breach means a gap. It was going okay, and then all of a sudden it stopped. And then somewhere over here there's another starting, but there's a breach. There's a gap. That's where intercessors go. See, we interceded for Maui. Why? Because normal life stopped. Their normalcy of living. Now, they're still alive, most of them, but the death toll is still going up. But there's a breach in their living. So we go to the breach. See, an intercessor is going to the person not to pray for ourselves, but to pray for others. By the way, a good way that I like to remember it is, you enter into session with Christ for others. Intercession. You enter into session with Christ for other people. But he says, my faithfulness will not have a breach. It won't have a place where there's a gap. In other words, it won't have a place where you'll be without it. No, you won't be without His faithfulness. It means non-continuous. It means there's a breakage. It means there's a barrier. You won't have a barrier in God's faithfulness. He said, a God of faithfulness without breach or deviation. You won't deviate. Deviation means to depart from the original course. He won't depart from His original course of loving you, being faithful to you, giving you joy, giving you a vision, giving you hope, giving you life. He's not going to depart from that. There won't be a deviation. Well, I'm going to take a detour. No, He won't be taking a detour. He is the author. He is the finisher. What is He in between? He's everything. He's everything in between. You're not without Him. You're not without His faithfulness. Psalm 33 says this, the word of the Lord is right and true. and he is faithful in all he does. I looked up the word all. You know what it means? It means all. Okay. I wanted to know, and it means all. It means everything. It means everything. He's faithful in all that he does. Psalm 36:5 says, "Your love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, and your faithfulness reaches to the skies." He's faithful. Lamentations 3:23, which we sang last week, "Great is thy faithfulness." How is his faithfulness labeled? Great. Beyond measure. Faithfulness is the unwavering and unchanging nature of God. Unwavering and unchanging nature of God. He is consistent. He's constant. He's firm in his promises. And we've been singing about that all morning. He can be trusted. What's the word I looked up? He can be trusted. Some of y'all are thinking I'm going to play a trick on you. He can be trusted.
Always.
Say it loud.
Always.
All the time. Say all the time.
All the time.
He can be trusted.
All the time.
Well, what about he can be trusted then too? All the time he can be trusted. But you don't know what I'm going through. He does. And he can be trusted during that. See, the reliability of God's faithfulness brings us comfort and brings us strength. He's reliable. And because he's reliable, you can trust on him. You can stand, he's the rock, you can stand on who he is and what he said. That's the God that you serve. It's the God that you serve. He is always love. He is always kind. He is always good. He is always patient. He is always joyful. He is always at peace. He's always faithful. Always. That's who your God is. So if he's all of that, now you know what you can believe him for. If he's always that, you can always believe him for every bit of that and more. God is faithful. You can come to the place when you and I come to the place where it's easy to believe his promises. That's when our walk is going to be deeper with him. When it's easy for us to believe his promises, our walk will be easier in him. We'll have hard times. We'll have difficulties. We'll have trials. We'll have devastations. We'll have all of those things. We're not exempt from those things. But let me tell you something else we're not exempt from. His faithfulness. You can count on him. You can take it to the bank. It's solid. It's secure. Because that's who he is. 5:24 says, "Faithful is he who calls you." How many of you have been called by the Lord? Raise your hand. You've been called. He's called your name and he saved you. Come on, raise your hand. He said, "Faithful is the Lord who calls you, and he will also bring it to pass." He'll bring it to pass. You don't have to worry about it. He'll never go away. He'll never leave you, never forsake you. We don't need to focus on blame. Going through something, let me tell you this. If you go through something and you're going through something, and you start looking for someone to blame, you just lost the benefit of the lesson that he was teaching you. You know what that means? You get to take that test over. don't mean you fail. You know, God gives it. God. You know, we had open book tests when I was in school, but not many. But see, this walk with Him is an open book test. You can open this book anytime you want to. Anytime you want to. And start looking for the answer that you need to live out right now. And then you can get on your knees and you can stand and you can cry out to the Lord and and ask for the Holy Spirit to guide you. And He said He would. I mean, I'd like to have a lot of those tests like that in high school. Maybe I would have made at least a C. I'm messing with you. Open book test. And here's something else. Not only is the book open, you got the Holy Spirit whispering in your ear. See, you can't listen to the team or your schoolmates saying, no, no, that's cheating. I didn't understand why it was cheating for me to hear it, but wasn't cheating for them to say it. I never did get that right. But He's with us and you can ask Him. But He'll remind you of what you've studied. Well, I sort of like that idea because I can forget real easy. And all of a sudden He can bring to my memory something that I've studied, something that I've read about God and walked with God about. And all of a sudden He's reminding me and He's guiding me. He's bringing back to my remembrance of what I gave my life to studying just for a little bit. Oh, isn't He good? Isn't He faithful? Don't focus on what the enemy's doing because it will allow fear and worry into your life. Focus on Him. We sang about that today, that we're he is our all in all. He is everything we need. He's faithful. If you need faithfulness, guess who you need to go to? Him. The more faithfulness, the more you view His faithfulness, the more you are constantly seeing how faithful He is to you, the more you will be walking in faithfulness. Because that's what He's looking for you and I. There's a song we used to do. It's faithfulness is what I long for. Faithfulness is what I need. Faithfulness is what you want from me. Take my heart and form it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will, conform it to yours. To yours, oh Lord. You know, I said to myself, I better not sing that, but I might forget the words, but the Lord help me. He's whispering to me. Hey, you need the right. and he also put me in the right key and the right pitch. How He did that is beyond me. But He's good, ain't He? He's faithful. He's faithful. 2 Thessalonians 3:3, but the Lord is faithful and He will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. How about a shout on that one? He will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. Why would He do that? Because He is faithful. Always faithful. We need to celebrate His faithfulness. We need to ponder on His faithfulness. We need to remember His faithfulness. See, we need to be living an abundant life, not just need to be alive. We need to be living abundantly in everything that He says that we have and everything that He says that He is for us. When you and I begin to focus and really ponder and meditate on His faithfulness, we won't be striving to be faithful. How many of you have ever had striving to be faithful. No. But the more we see him, the more we see his faithfulness, the more we remember his faithfulness. Hammett, I can remember 2007, Martha was backed over with a Coca-Cola truck. And I'm not talking about a little one. I'm talking about the big ones. Backed over. They were backing up and they ran over. Was on her for a little while. About 30 minutes was on her. In the hospital over a month. She stayed in the hospital bed over 3 months at home. And here she is today. Martha, stand up. Stand up. Stand up. I got a question to ask you. Did he stop being faithful?
He got more faithful.
He got more faithful to you. All through it all, he remained faithful to one of his own. We may go through hardships. We may go through difficult trials, but you will never, never, ever go through it without his faithfulness. It's true. It's true. And there's others that's been through different trials, different tragedies, and different difficulties in your life. But she stayed true. Even in her pain, even in the difficulty that she had, even in her healing being a slow process. 2007, is that correct? Now, she still got some issues with walking and some limps. But let me tell you what she's not handicapped in her walk with God. She's not a bit handicapped in her walk with God, because there's no bitterness, no anger, no resentment. No, why God? Why God? No. See, Job lost everything. And you know why he did? Satan could not get to him. That's what the Bible says. Couldn't get him. Couldn't get to him. You got to, he complained to the Lord. Said, you got a hedge of protection around him, and I can't touch him. So how did he wind up losing everything? Family, farm, animals, everything he owned. How did he wind up doing that? God said, have you tried Job? My servant, have you tried him? I can't get to him. Think about it. I can't get to him. You got a hedge around him. God lifted, listen to this. God lifted the hedge of protection. Could he call your name? And say, try him. Try her. Then he lost everything. Everything. And look, this is the reason I'm saying, if you try to find somebody to blame, you're going to lose the lesson that he wants you to learn. So don't look for somebody to blame. Don't look at your spouse. Don't look at your boss. Don't look at your teacher. Don't look for somebody to blame. Be faithful to God in the midst of everything that you're going. When you blame, you will lose the ability to learn the lesson that God is wanting to teach you. If you don't take anything home, take that home with you. Don't look to blame others. And then when he did get to the place to where he's saying, "Why, God?" He started telling Job, said, "Were you there when I created the earth? Were you there when I created the skies? Were you there when..." You know, what was he saying? Your understanding of what I do is way beyond you. So you've got to trust me. So he started saying, "Well, guess what? I'm going to praise him regardless. I'm going to worship him regardless." And then he gave his knee to pray for the friends that were giving him a hard time for not doing something that God wanted him to do, because it's his fault. They were blaming Job. And then when he prayed for his friends, everything that he lost was restored. I know something about the ways of God. Do you? How many of you have been through some very difficult things in your life? Whatever it may be, how many of you can think of at least one difficult time in your life that God was faithful to you in? I don't want you to raise your hand. I want you to stand up. Then I want you to look around. All of these people, look around. Everybody's been through something that we didn't know how we was going to get out of it. We didn't know how we was going to get through it. Everybody say, "But God." But God. Look around. Turn around and look. I mean, everybody's standing. Why? Because we've all been touched with disaster. We've all been touched with pain. We've all been touched with hurt. We've all been touched with difficulties and loss. We've all been touched with it. But he remained faithful to you and I in the midst of every second of it. Give him praise. Yes, Lord. You may be seated. Some of you thought you was going home. Nah, not yet. Not yet. It won't be long, I promise. It won't be long. I had to say that because I thought I was going home too. So it's like, okay. No, he's faithful. His strength with him will protect you from the evil one. Celebrate his faithfulness. You know, we need to understand over in 1 Corinthians 4, 1, it says, we're regarded as servants of Christ. We are regarded as servants of Christ. We're God's children and stewards of his mysteries. Then he says, now it is required of the servants and the stewards to be found faithful. Now that we've received from the Lord, what he's looking for is you and I to be found faithful. Found faithful. If someone else is looking for faithfulness, would they find it in you? If somebody wanted to see an example, a real live example of somebody being faithful, would they find it in you? Would they find it in me? People are looking. They're looking for the real deal. They're looking for the true believer that is a true follower, not just a Sunday Christian. They're looking for someone who is faithful in their walk, faithful in their talk, faithful in their appearing, faithful in what he's given them to do. Because whatever he's given you to do, it's a requirement that you be found faithful. And you can be faithful in whatever he has given you to do. You know why? He's given you and I his faithfulness. It's a fruit of the Spirit. You have the Spirit of God, you have His faithfulness. We just got to live. We sang something. It is well with my soul. What does that mean? It is well with my soul. What is my soul? My soul is my mind, my will, and my emotions. Is your mind, will, and emotions well? If it isn't, it needs to get well. And His faithfulness is what we need. We need His love. We need His faithfulness. We need His patience. We need His kindness. We need His goodness. Why is that? Because we need to give everything we have away to others. You can't give it to others if you don't have it. Have you ever tried to love somebody and you didn't love them? Yeah. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. And then here comes that one person that you really don't want to be around. And you know I'm telling the truth. Yeah, I'm telling. There comes that one person that hardest person that you know in your life to love. And they will appear all of a sudden. Around the corner, they'll come. You know why that's happening? Because you blamed somebody the last time you was with them. And now you got to go through that again. Learn the lesson. Love people. Are y'all hearing this? Learn to love. Learn to forgive. Learn to be kind. Learn to be gentle. Learn to be good. Learn to be patient. Learn to be peaceful. It's a learning. How many of you are still in school? It's a school. It's really the school of the Spirit. God is bringing all this up for you and I to be able to learn what it's about to be faithful. Learn what it's about to love people. Love people who are hard to love. Be kind when they mistreated you. I mean, they just treated you, just said something about you that, I mean, it was bad. And your flesh is like, hey, what was his secret? I want to know what it was. No, I'm messing with him. I'm messing. I'm moving on. I'm trying to be good. I really am. I'm trying, brother. I'm really trying. So he sends us people that mistreat us so we can be kind. He sends us people that say bad things to us or that take advantage of us so we can be good, show goodness. Have you know I'm telling you the truth? I'm just getting you ready. I you already know this. I mean, you're all a choir. I'm not teaching you anything you don't already know. Okay. He's looking for faithfulness. He's looking for us for when we say something, we mean it and we do it. Let your yea be yea and let your nay be nay. And if you tell somebody you're going to do something, do it. Bible also says, swear to your own hurt. You do it even if it hurts you. Question is, do you want to be a faithful person? Then it might require some change. Listen, if we're having to sign up for something and you sign up for it, do it. Don't sign up and don't show up. Why is that? It's unfaithful. I said I would come. I said I would do it, but then I don't follow through and do it. Now, I don't want you to feel any condemnation. I'm not condemning anybody. I'm just encouraging everybody. Said, when you say I'm going to do this, go do it. Now, I've missed that mark. I'm not saying be like me. I'm not saying be like him. What will it mean? It means that they can count on you. You can count on God. People need to count on us. Not as God, but they need to count on what we say. Amen? All right, I got a few on that, but that's okay. That's okay. The Bible says over in 2 Timothy 2:13, he says this, if you are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. And he said, if you're faithless, that does not mean you have no faith at all. That word means you're weak in your understanding of faith and you're faulty in walking out your faith. He said, when you're at that place, God says, I'm still faithful. God said, I'm faithful. I will remain faithful even when you don't. Isn't he good? Yes, he is. Here's one. First Corinthians 10. Listen to this. No temptation has overtaken you, but such is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide a way of escape also, that you may be able to bear it. Now, we've actually misunderstood that in a lot of different ways, but it's going to be clear to you today. The first word, temptation, is a solicitation of evil. If you have been solicited by evil to do evil, and it has overtaken you, the temptation. See, this is a temptation. It's not meaning that you're doing it. How many know Jesus was tempted, but he didn't sin? He said, no temptation, no solicitation of evil has overtaken you that such is common to mankind. You have not experienced anything that no other human hasn't already experienced. That's number one. He said, and God is faithful. He will not allow, he will not permit. And here's another meaning of that word. He will not leave you. Well, I love that. He will not leave you to be tempted. And this word tempted means to be tried and tested. This word means to be tried and tested. He will not leave you to be tried and put under a test beyond what you are able. And then it says, but means because. He will not permit you to be put under a pressure. See, the first one was solicitation of evil. This one is put under a pressure. He will not allow you to go through something. He won't leave you for you to go through something because he already knows that you can't handle it. But this is what he said. He will not allow, leave you to be tempted, to be tested, to be tried beyond what you are able, because what? Because with a solicitation of evil, there's that word again, he will provide a way of escape. That's the listen, what that verse is saying, stuff comes to you and I that we can't bear under. Yes or no? But he says, he's faithful. He says, I will not leave you. I will not permit you to be tested beyond your ability to bear because, and here's the reason that you don't have to bear it. Watch this. He says, because that with the temptation, he will provide a way of escape. Now, what we see that way of escape of saying, where's the door? Get me out of here. You know, how many of you been going through something and you've been looking for that way to escape it? I'm the only one here that's done that. Altar will be open for untruthfulness in just a little while. I'm messing with you. No, see, I've been at that place where I've looked for a way, but listen. That word escape doesn't mean a way to get out of it. When you can leave the temptation or the solicitation of evil, when you can flee that temptation, what should you do? Flee it. See, a temptation that you cannot flee from, you must have this way of escape. Are you ready for it? Here it is. The way of escape is a conclusion of, a completion, so that you may be able to endure it. Every temptation that you can't flee, you will need to endure. And he says, I will not let you, I will not allow you, I will not allow this to happen to you beyond your ability to bear, because I'm going to bring a conclusion to it and you'll be able to endure what you're going through. How many of you have had to endure some hard things, but you're here and you got through it? That's this verse in action. That's this verse in action. That it's a word picture. Escape is a word picture of a boat in rough seas, and it finally gets to the place to where there's solid land, and it lands. It weathered the storm. It endured the storm. But the promise of God is, I'm going to put you on solid ground when this is all over with. See, that's the way of God. And I need to close. Notice I said I need to. I will. There's a lot more to tell you about, but I will tell you about this one, and then I'll listen to this one. Remember that there's, he says, don't forget his benefits. Don't forget his works. Don't forget his wonders. Remember his wonders. Remember his marvels. Remember his everlasting covenant. Remember his faithfulness. Remember that you were a slave and he redeemed you. How many said, that's me? You were a slave and he redeemed you. He said, remember that. Remember his wonderful deeds. Remember his covenant forever. Nehemiah 7 says, did you not? Let me get it this right. Words are a little scrambled. Listen, you didn't listen and you did not remember. You did not remember my marvelous deeds. You didn't remember my faithfulness. You didn't remember my marvelous deeds that I performed among you. So they became stubborn and appointed a leader to return them to their slavery. Did you hear what that said? When we fail to remember God's faithfulness and God's goodness, when we fail to remember that, the door is open for us to become stubborn, stiff-necked, wanting our way, and we'll keep looking for someone or something that will lead us back, but it will only lead us to slavery. Just because we are not remembering God is faithful where we're standing. So don't open the door for that. I'm going to read you this song and then we're going home. This song says, I won't sing it. This song. Who said thank you, God? I didn't hear that. I really didn't. But you were thinking it. No, listen to this. Remember his faithfulness. Are you ready? Can you think of a time when the hand of the Lord walked you through? Of a day that was dark, but you felt his arms carry you. Think of all the moments his love was right there. Keep them fresh in your mind. And once the picture is clear, lift your hands in praise because he hasn't changed. Remember his faithfulness. Remember his faithfulness. All he was yesterday, today he'll be the same. He promises nothing less. Though heartache may still remain, he never withholds his grace. Don't ever forget, he hasn't failed you yet. Remember his faithfulness. When times are hard and you suffer, with the nights are so long and get longer, when you're looking up from the bottom, you are not forgotten. Remember his faithfulness. All he was yesterday, today he'll be the same. He promises nothing less. Though heartache may still remain, he never withholds his grace. Don't ever forget, he hasn't failed you yet. Remember his faithfulness. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your presence today. Thank you for your word today. Thank you for this people and their attentiveness. God, I just pray in the name of Jesus that your words would penetrate their heart. And Lord, and cause their heart to be fertile ground for them to learn and to grow in faithfulness. And let them focus on who you are, that no matter what they're going through, your faithfulness is always there with your presence. So, Father, we love you and we thank you and we worship you as we remember your faithfulness. Is there someone here today that don't know Jesus as your Savior? Is there anyone here and you'd like to surrender your life to him today? Just lift up your hand. We want to pray for you. Anybody? Amen. Stand to your feet, please. Well, did you get anything out of that? I hope so. I hope so. Lord, we love you and we thank you. As we walk out these doors today, teach us to remember how faithful you truly are and that you're always faithful to us. Let us learn from your faithfulness how to walk in the very faithfulness that you give us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now you said howdy. Now you tell everybody, say bye, y'all.